With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Everybody say hello to Jessica from Framingham.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure will. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Jessica. You get more right than Kennedy. You win, you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now gone off into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
It was announced that a heart-related incident is what caused Bob Odenkirk to collapse Tuesday on the set of Better Call Saul. What is Saul Goodman's profession on that show?
He's a lawyer.
Today in 2000, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got married. They divorced in 2005. And then Angelina Jolie gave birth to Brad's daughter 7 months later. Make of that math what you will. Which movie set did Brad and Angelina meet on?
Oh, I know this. Of course I can't remember it now.
Okay.
It was that the movie.
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. Black. Is that what it was called? Mr. and Mrs. Black?
Okay. Question number three. ZZ Top bassist Dusty Hill died on Tuesday. There's no word yet on the cause of death. He was 72. ZZ Top showed us that every girl's crazy about a blank.
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. ZZ Top, their bassist Dusty Hill, he died on Tuesday. He was 72 years old. ZZ Top showed us that every girl's crazy about a blank.
About a boy?
Question number four. Tim Gunn, 68 today, served as a fashion consultant on which fashion-based reality TV show that was hosted by Heidi Klum?
Project Runway.
Red Hot Chili Peppers singer Anthony Kiedis put his Hawaiian home up for sale for about $10 million. The land was originally purchased from Sylvester Stallone and sits next to an ancient burial ground. The Chili Peppers are going to be headlining a big festival in town along with Rage Against the Machine happening next May. Name that festival.
I don't know. Sorry.
All right. That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
It says here you work at a school.
I do.
But you're about to have off all of August. You had to work in July?
Yeah, so I work with special ed students. I'm actually an occupational therapist.
Oh, I gotcha.
And our school goes through July.
Okay. Do you want to shout out to your school?
Yeah. Happy last day, lab. Woo!
Happy last day. That's a good one. All right, Jessica got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It was announced that a heart-related incident is what caused Bob Odenkirk to collapse on the set of Better Call Saul. What is his occupation on that show?
He is a lawyer.
A sleazy one.
Tied at one. Question number two. Today in 2000, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got married. They divorced in 2005, and Angelina Jolie gave birth to Brad's daughter about 7 months later. What movie set did Brad and Angelina meet on?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
2 to 1. Not Mr. and Mrs. Black.
No. That's Meet Joe Black.
ZZ Top bassist Dusty Hill died on Tuesday. He was 72 years old. ZZ Top showed us that every girl's crazy about a blank.
A sharp-dressed man.
Every girl is crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Or as my ex-husband used to say, a guy named Stan.
Were you crazy about a guy named Stan?
For a few years.
Briefly.
Sure was. Mm-hmm.
3-1. Question number 4. Tim Gunn, 68 today. He served as a fashion consultant on which fashion-based reality TV show?
Project
hosted
Project Runway.
Heidi Klum. Yes, that is correct. 4-2. Question number 5. The Chili Peppers singer Anthony Kiedis put his Hawaiian home up for sale for about $10,000.
$10 million.
Or $10 million.
I was going to say, wow. Let me go buy that real fast.
Yeah, $10 million. Excuse me. The Chili Peppers are going to be headlining a big festival in town along with Rage Against the Machine next May. What is it called?
Is it Boston Calling?
I would have accepted Mix Fest, too, but...
Oh, hit me where I live.
Woo!
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Nice job, Kennedy. Yeah.
Thank you.
She's pretty good at this. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jessica from Framingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say hello to Cody from East Bridgewater.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Great. We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we'll give you $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's still a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Cody, are you ready?
I am.
Zoe Kravitz called out Just Jared and the Daily Mail for running stories about her just because she left her house without a bra. She said, and I quote, "Time to evolve. How is this a headline? Or how is this headline okay?" Zoe has 2 famous parents. Name them.
Uh-oh.
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz and Lisa Bonet.
Russell Dickerson said his first musical memory was wearing tidy whiteys and cowboy boots while singing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks when he was 4. I don't know who Russell Dickerson is. He's a country singer? Okay. Take a listen to this. Finish the lyric from the song, please.
Because I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns.
Nope, not a country fan. Not going to get it.
All right. A representative from Illinois, Sean Kasten, invoked the name of Fergie on the House floor yesterday in his impassioned plea to fight against climate change. The clip is going viral. It's pretty funny. Which group brought Fergie to fame?
The Black Eyed Peas.
Kristen Bell says her daughter being named Delta is a big bummer right now, obviously because this new mutation of the coronavirus being named the Delta variant. Where did the Delta variant originate, apparently?
The United Kingdom.
And question number 5, news broke yesterday. The iconic children's show Arthur will come to an end after its 25th season. It airs in the winter of 2022. Which station has aired Arthur for more than a quarter of a century?
PBS.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Cody, I understand you're a teacher and it's your last day of summer school?
Yes, yep.
Well, I would like to say to you, as somebody who went to summer school every year, including after my senior year, thank you for your service, and I'm sorry.
No, kids are great. They make it worth it.
Cody got 3 out of 5, right, Kennedy?
Well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Zoe Kravitz called out Just Jared in the Daily Mail for running stories about her just because she left the house without a bra. Zoe has 2 famous parents. Name them.
Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet.
That is correct. Tied at 1. Russell Dickerson says his first musical memory was wearing tidy whiteys and cowboy boots while singing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. Russell Dickerson is a country singer, I'm told, Kennedy.
I have no idea.
Finish the lyric to this song.
Because I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns.
And the beer chases my blues away.
It'll be okay.
I used to sing Achy Breaky Heart in my underwear at my grandma's house when I was around that age. So similar memories.
Thank God. I learned that line dance in a bar. That's how difference in age we are.
2-1, question number 3. A representative from Illinois, Sean Kasten, invoked the name of Fergie on the House floor yesterday in his impassioned plea to fight against climate change. Which group brought Fergie to fame?
Well, I think it was Kids Incorporated, but I think you're looking for Black Eyed Peas.
Yes, which musical group? That is correct.
Kids Incorporated was a musical group.
I've never heard of Kids Incorporated.
Do a little research.
I'll have to do my Googles.
3-2, question number 4. Kristen Bell says her daughter being named Delta is a big bummer right now because Delta variant of the coronavirus. Where did the Delta variant originate, apparently?
I don't know. I don't know.
India.
Yeah, there was a UK one and an India one.
3-2, question number 5. News broke yesterday. The iconic children's show, Arthur, will come to an end after its 25th season. Where has it aired for over a quarter of a century?
PBS.
PBS is correct. Nice job. Look at you. 4-3 is the final score. Cody, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening.
We really do.
Yes. And for being a teacher and then being a summer school teacher.
Who are you, Laxer, as a summer school teacher? Because I played poker in the back of my summer school class.
Oh, yeah. Super easy.
That's my guy.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Cody from East Bridgewater, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say hello to Jackie from Nahant.
Hello. Jackie.
Hi, guys.
Jackie, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay? And Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Josh Radnor, turning 47 today. He played Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother. Which character on the show had this as his catchphrase? Take a listen.
Ted, my boy, it's gonna be legend. Wait for it. Dairy. Legendary.
Oh, God. How I Met Your Mother was forever ago.
Right. Which character on the show had that as his catchphrase? Okay. Question number 2. Simone Biles retweeted someone's post suggesting that Simone had been molested by disgraced gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. The post also said, and I quote, "That girl has endured more trauma at her age than most people will ever go through in a lifetime." Is Simone over or under 25 years old?
She's under.
Famous New Jersey natives, including John Bon Jovi, Whitney Houston, Frank Sinatra, and James Gandolfini, are getting rest stops dedicated to them on the Garden State Parkway. Which band consisting of brothers from New Jersey did not get the honor?
Brothers from New Jersey.
I'll give you a hint. There are 3.
The Jonas Brothers?
Question number 4. 15 years ago today in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced 4 months later. Kid Rock threw hands with another one of Pam's exes in the middle of an awards show back in the day. Who is he?
Tommy Lee.
I forgot about that. Question number 5. Random fact time. The snow in Wizard of Oz was pure asbestos. The Wicked Witch's broom and the Scarecrow's costume were also made with asbestos. The Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Tin Man all wanted something from the wizard. What did all 3 want?
A brain,
yep.
A heart.
Uh-huh. And the lion wanted what?
Courage.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Our boss, Sal, has walked in to add a little bit of pressure to Kennedy. How you doing, Sal?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah? Keeping an eye on your money?
I'm just kidding to say hello. Kennedy won't even look at me.
Nope. I'll not have you sway me, sir.
All right. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Jackie got 4 out of 5. Ooh, right.
Well done, Jackie.
She has come to
play.
Thank
you.
Are you ready?
I am.
These are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Radnor turning 47 today. He played Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother. Which character on the show had this as his catchphrase? Take a listen.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy. Legendary.
Barney. Stinson.
That is correct. 1-0. Simone Biles retweeted someone's post suggesting that Simone had been molested by disgraced gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. Kennedy, is Simone over or under 25?
Isn't she 25?
Hmm.
I thought she was 25.
Mm.
Under.
Good guess. 24. 2-1. Famous New Jersey natives, including John Bon Jovi, Whitney Houston, Frank Sinatra, and James Gandolfini, are getting rest stops dedicated to them on the Garden State Parkway.
You know you've made it when.
I love that New Jersey embraces their own.
I do. And rest stops.
Which band consisting of brothers from New Jersey did not get the honor? And I'll give you a hint if you'd like. I gave a hint to Jackie.
Go ahead.
There are three of them.
Jonas Brothers?
That is correct. 3-2.
If you're wondering, Bruce Springsteen respectfully declined to have a rest stop named after him.
We should get a rest stop named after us on the Pike.
Of all the things I need named after me,
it's got to have a McDonald's, though. The one they named after us. 3-2. Question number 4. 15 years ago today in 2006, Pamela Anderson married Kid Rock. They divorced. 4 months later, Kid Rock actually threw hands with another one of Pam's exes in the middle of an awards show back in the day. Who is he?
Tommy Lee?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. 4-3, question number 5, random fact time. The snow in The Wizard of Oz was pure asbestos. The Wicked Witch's broom and the Scarecrow's costume were also made of asbestos. Kennedy, the Scarecrow, the Lion, and the Tin Man all wanted something from the Wizard. What was it?
Okay, so the Scarecrow needed a brain, and the Tin Man needed a heart, and the Lion needed courage. Courage!
Courage is correct. Look at
Woo!
You!
What now, Sal? What that's, now?
That's Sal applauding.
It's so good. It's so annoying.
Almost had that 100 bucks, Jackie.
Sal is so happy. He can put that money right back into his apple orchard. All right.
His butlers get to eat this week.
That's right. That's right. Got to pay for those gold teeth he has in his mouth. 5-4 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. Jackie, I'm sorry you don't get the money or the win. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I mean, I wouldn't like to say it, but I guess I'm Jackie from The Hunt, and I can't be
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.